Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening to everybody listening to this podcast, and welcome to the Nonsensical Podcast. My name is Ralph, and today I'm going to read you guys some nonsensical stories. The first story is titled, Once Upon a Time, There Was an Alien. Once upon a time, there was an alien who met a rock and roll caterpillar, and her friend, the sick, sunglasses-wearing octopus. They were swaggily talking when suddenly a terrible scorpion appeared and stung the caterpillar. They had to bury her in a tiny casket. The octopus, who was in fact Irish, became very sad and locked herself up in a pub to binge on beer pints, while the alien was dabbing to everyone because their friend the caterpillar was no longer living. As a tribute to the caterpillar, he decided to eat a whole pack of cookies like a pig. Then, with a hammer, he caught an elephant and shot him with his ray gun. Once the elephant was declared dead, he went back to the octopus and started partying. Everyone was happy. Even the meteorites decided to fall down so they could become shooting stars. However, after the party, his living room started to reek of cheese. He decided to make popcorn because everyone knows that popcorn smells nice. But only the sugar kind, not the salted kind. Ew. Anyway, back to the story. He wanted to perfume his living room with a popcorn so it could smell of popcorn all the time. The only problem was that the Illuminati eye came to see him while he was busy perfuming his living room. Scared by the eye, he left for an unknown country where he thought he could play guitar to win a bit of money, and he has been there until quite recently. The alien now is 666 years old, wished to see a satellite that gave him life one last time before dying, and he left his planet. The end. The end. Now let us continue to the next story. It is titled, The Door. His mother opened his door and couldn't believe what she saw. Instead of finding her son, usually messy room, a lion was staring unblinkingly at her, perched on a rock, towering over a poor woman. Letting out a shriek, she closed the door, leaning against it, breathing deeply to steady the frantic beating of her heart. However, curiosity got the best of her, and she couldn't help but try to peek back into the room. With wide eyes, she took the sight in front of her, for the lion had vanished, and replacing it were 99 cats, prowling a vast carpet in an old-fashioned living room. Perplexed, she frowned and fastened the door again, anxious to see what would be waiting for her if she opened it again. She was not deceived as Michael Jackson, her idol, appeared on a silvery stage, dancing along to Billie Jean, performing his famous moonwalk also. Petrified, she had to wait a few minutes before she could hurriedly shut the door and yank it open once more. This time, though, she could not carry her cry as she was sucked into the room by an uncontrollable force, which sent her catapulting into the immense black cavity. She felt the air rush upwards around her, or perhaps it was she who was falling, but she could not tell. Suddenly, the wind stopped blowing and looked down. She realized that she was, in fact, standing on solid ground. A distant light caught her eye, and her legs started moving on their own, leading her toward a mysterious radiation. She reached out to touch the luminous orb, gazing at it, and the darkness reached out and surrounded her, transporting her back to her son's room in its familiar state of untidiness. The boy looked up to her, annoyance etched on his face, before asking, "How many times have I told you to knock before entering?" The end. Okay, thank you guys for listening to this podcast, and I'll see you next time.